Genesis chapter 28. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take you a wife from there of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And El Shaddai bless you, and make you fruitful and multiply you, so that you may be a multitude of people, and give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land wherein you are a stranger, which Yahweh gave to Abraham. And Isaac sent Jacob away, and he went to Paddan Aram to Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Paddan Aram to take him a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Paddan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau to Ishmael and took to the wives which he had Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came upon a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and used them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the messengers of Yahweh ascending and descending upon it. And behold, Yahweh stood above it and said, I am Yahweh Elohim of Abraham your father, and the Elohim of Isaac. The land whereupon you lie, to you will I give it and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and will keep you in all places wherever you go, and will bring you again to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to you of. And Jacob woke out of his sleep and said, Surely Yahweh is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of Yahweh, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had used for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If Yahweh will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Yahweh be my Elohim. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be Elohim's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give the tenth to you. End of chapter.